This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
So just to kick things off, just tell us what is most exciting and what fills you with the joy when you think about this project that you've been working on.
Well, Nomusa, first, thank you so much for having this conversation with me today. What am I most excited about?
Yes.
It's an exciting show. I think it's so different. I don't think it is something that South Africans have seen really before. And that's what I'm most excited about. And I'm excited for them to meet all the characters and to just fall in love with them and their stories. And I just think it's going to be incredible. And I can't wait to share.
Amazing. So just take us through your audition process. You know, what was that moment like when you found out that you've landed this role in the series?
The audition process, my goodness, so nerve-wracking. I'm not even going to lie. It is so nerve-wracking because this is a space that I'm very new in, and I haven't done many auditions before. This was probably my third professional acting audition. When I think back to it, it was just such a beautiful experience because I had all those nerves. And what that meant to me was that I was so excited to be doing this thing. And I had so much respect for it that I didn't want to mess it up, and I cared so much. Yeah. And so that was the process of auditioning for me. And when I did get the call, I mean, I was over the moon. I've done so many things, you know, but it was something different and something so worth celebrating that I worked hard for. And I was so grateful that they saw potential in me enough to want me to be a part of their show.
Amazing. And without giving too much away, tell us about your character. You know, who is she, and what makes her journey so compelling and relatable to the audience?
My character is Naomi. Yes. Naomi is a public figure, very public facing, extremely followed by people. She is charismatic and mean and cold, definitely a villain that people will love to hate. However, you know, she is human, and maybe some people might not necessarily relate to her because of how she handles conflict that she feels inside. But I will say that she is mostly driven by this ageist society that we exist in, for one, and also a society in entertainment where women are constantly pit against each other, where it constantly feels like there can only be one queen, there can only be one, and this is a culture that has fostered, you know, for so many years. And so I would say she is a victim of that, you know, being scared of being removed from her throne in her head. And so I think some people might relate to that in a sense of just being a woman who's trying to make it, but constantly being put against other women and constantly feeling like you need to defend your position. And so maybe that is the human aspect that people might find in her. But otherwise, my girl is a villain, and she will love to be hated. I don't know. We'll see. But she's a very exciting character.
She sounds absolutely exciting. She's a great girl, actually. So just tell us, now, Bad Influencer, there is this incredible cast, this powerhouse of South African artists and talents. What was it like for you working alongside such a dynamic group of actors and creatives?
It was so exciting. I was just excited to be there and to be able to witness all of the greatness in person and to be a part of it, because they have been doing this for so many years, and to just watch them come to life and embody these characters was amazing, and being able to learn from them every day, whether I was on a scene with them or whether I was on the sideline watching them work was such a dream for me, and something that I will take away with me forever. Mm-hmm. And it helped that they were always so gracious and wonderful and offering all the advices that they could. So it was just incredible. It was an amazing cast.
Amazing, amazing. So just tell us now your experiences, either in front of the camera or behind the scenes off camera. What were some of the challenges that you faced stepping into now this role that you're playing, and perhaps that have pushed you creatively and emotionally as an actor, now honing this craft that you that you've now begun to build so beautifully?
Yes. I think the most challenging part for me, the character in herself, is so far removed from who I am. Mm. We share a few similarities. The only thing that I share with Naomi is probably that we're both public figures, and that's about it. Oh, and that we love fashion. Yeah. But everything else, I mean, from her moral compass and how she navigates the world, is just the total opposite of who I am and everything that I believe in. And so having to become her was a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
I mean, even language-wise, the things that she says are things that I've never uttered with my mouth. And so having those words coming out of my body felt very strange at first, and was so challenging to my brain, because my brain was like, what is going on? Yeah. We have never been this person before. And so I was anxious at times about it. But the more I fell into her as the shooting went by, it just started becoming, you know, seamless and exciting to do. Because then I started trying to understand who she is, and becoming friends with her and understanding her stories and being her fan. And that made it so much easier for me to become her, because I had to respect her and to have some kind of love for her. And so, yeah, morphing into her, I think, was the most challenging part. And of course, the acting in itself, because it's a whole new world for me to step in, and, you know, they go action and I have to now be this person. It was challenging, but very fun and exciting. I've learned so much, and I just can't wait to do more of this and to be more in this world.
Amazing. Now just tell us more now of this world that you're stepping into. How has this role and some and previous roles that you've played in, I know you debuted on The Woman King, so just tell us more about how this role has helped you evolve and helped you show a new side of yourself when it comes to your audience, aside from you being the model and aside from you being now the public figure that you are.
Yes. Sure. First of all, I have so much respect for this craft and this world, especially having been a part of it and seeing the work that goes into it, from the crew to the directors and the producers and the creators of the show, the actors themselves. I have an immense respect. It is not easy, but it is extremely beautiful. I remember, I mean, on days when I wasn't necessarily shooting or scenes that I wasn't a part of, just being able to sit and watch and take it all in and watch all of these incredible people do this job, it just gave such a new light to me and wanting to exist in this world. Somebody asked me, you know, what have you learned about yourself in this process? And I was like, I've relearned how brave I can be and how brave I am to constantly try and evolve as a person, as an artist, to constantly throw myself into new things that I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know that I will always give it my all and hope that the results are as beautiful as the work that I put in. And so, yeah, I walk out of there having gained so much respect for this craft, and I hope that when people watch, they can see and feel that. And I hope it is a world that can accept me and love me back as much as I have just fallen in love with it.
Amazing, amazing. So just tell us more about, I know you shared earlier about the female-led storyline, and just tell us more about your personal connection with the story's theme around woman empowerment, you know, image, authenticity, and survival.
Yeah. My personal connection, I feel, will be like the rest of South Africa's personal connection as well, in that it is such a human story. It comes from such a human place, because I feel like more and more we wake up every day trying our hardest to just make it.
Yeah.
And this is a story of just trying to make it day by day. And that's how I've just fallen so much in love with it, because it is just so much more than just social media, but real life, everyday South African stories. And as a South African, I can relate so much to that. And I did, you know, speak about the dynamics of being a woman in the entertainment industry that is constantly probably trying to age you out or kick you out or pit you against another woman. And so to have these two strong female leads lead the story is such a beautiful thing. It speaks so much to power and what can happen when we let women, you know, do the things that they do best. We know, whether it's in film, whether it's in corporate, wherever it is, women leadership is not something that happens all too often. It's not a place where they shine light the most. And so to have, and to have Netflix trust that two women can lead this incredibly beautiful story, I think is a beautiful thing that should happen more and more, not only in just our acting space, but in the world in general. Because great things happen when you let women lead. And you are about to find out this Friday why we should let that happen more.
I concur 100%. Great things happen. Women lead, women lead. And just finally, Zozi, looking ahead, what is next for you? Are there any upcoming projects or roles that we can look forward to seeing you in? Or will you also just be working on, I don't know, more of what you've been known for in the public eye? So just share with us at Liberty and at Liberty. Yes. That's what you're doing.
I'm so excited because I've just taken a complete pivot from what people know me as. I have other exciting projects coming up next year that are new, just like the acting. I'm hoping to go into more acting roles as well. I don't have a new role as of now, but we don't know what's going to happen between now and the following year.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to go more into acting and this other project that I'm working on that I will share in due time with everyone. But it is just a complete pivot from everything else that I have been doing, and I'm so excited for it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for the interview. I'm really looking forward to it now. And I look forward to not seeing the dynamics that you speak of when it comes to Naomi. And I'm sure you have done a stellar job.
Oh, thank you.
And I cannot wait to see it.
Thank you so much, Nombuso. Can't wait for the world to see it.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.